just along the way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. You are listening to my show, The Clubhouse. It is 12:02 on a beautiful Wednesday evening, Thursday morning. Thank you all for tuning in. The song that we heard at the beginning, The Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', a little relevant to me. My family was just vacationing in California. My sister recently put a lyric as from the song as one of her Instagram captions from it. I thought I'd pay a little tribute to it, so decided to open up with that. Right now we have Loud Pipes by Rat-A-Tat. Very excited for this week's playlist. I'm opening up with a song that I've known for a long time, but never really knew what it was until I was found myself in a YouTube rabbit hole. It's a great song by Leslie Gore. You Don't Own Me. So without any further ado, here we go.
Just say what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind.
Heavy.
Welcome back. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Michael. The songs that we've just been listening to were You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore, I Don't Want to Be by Gavin DeGraw, Animal Spirits by Wolfpack, Carry Me by the original Crooks and Nannies, Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow, and Right Now is Gettysburg by Rat-A-Tat. Just a few quick notes about those songs. Wolfpack, that Animal Spirits, that's off their album The Beautiful Game. Wolfpack isn't a band that I'd really been listening to much before this year. Some of my friends from back home were really big fans of Wolfpack, and I never really got into them too much until I went to go see their guitarist and vocalist, Theo Katzman. He was performing at the Royale a few weeks ago, and he was absolutely incredible. I don't know if he's still on tour or if anybody in any distant locations are still listening to this broadcast, but if he is coming to a place near you, you should try to go see him. I really like going to see him. He was touring with the bassist, actually, from Wolfpack, too, Joe Dart. The whole band was incredible. As I was also sitting here listening to these artists, and I was looking at some of the things I'm going to be playing later on, and I was thinking to myself about how I read an article from Rolling Stone a few weeks ago about the digital age and streaming services, and how it's a very strange time that we're living in, where for most people they pay $10 a month and you get unlimited music, and it's kind of like a utility. You just turn it on and it's there. And the digital age and the streaming services, for better or for worse, have really opened a lot of doors, closed some, but opened others. And it's just a very strange phenomenon, the time that we're living in relation to the music that we listen to. There's so many artists, so many songs that I find from listening to my streaming services or on YouTube or various other means. And oh, we have a caller. So let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You are live on air. Welcome to the clubhouse. Who is this?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, host. This is Robert.
Oh, hi, Robert. How are you?
How's it?
Hello, Robert?
Oh, hi. Yeah?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you great.
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm happy to hear your voice. I've got a friend sitting here with me.
Hi.
Hello. Who is this? Brendan?
It's Brendan.
I know my customers. Robert and Brendan were on the show last week. Now they're calling in remotely.
That's right. We just couldn't get enough.
Thank yeah. You. Welcome back. How are you guys today?
Yeah. You know, just chilling in my room while I'm trying to figure out some homework.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to some songs.
Yeah, listen to the clubhouse.
Yeah. You enjoying the show so far?
Loving it.
It's been good. It's a lot better than the music I suggested.
The music last week was really good, though, so I'm glad you think that this is better.
I'm enjoying it.
I am as well.
I'm enjoying that you're enjoying it.
Aw. So much enjoying going around.
Yeah. I'm going to jump into the next little set. But thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking our call.
Of course. Keep on rocking. Keep it freeform. I'll talk to you guys later.
Keep it freeform, man. Keep it jazzing. See you later.
Goodbye. That was Robert and Brendan. They were on the show last week. Good friends. We got another good tune up next. It's from an artist called Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog. The song is Where'd All the Time Go? And I quite enjoy it, so we'll jump right into it. Thank you.
was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes, you got no time to lose. If you are young then you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes, well, you got no time to lose. If you are young man, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
But the men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes, oh, you got no time to lose. You are young man, you must be living.
Yeah,
take a shower and shine your shoes, oh, you got no time to lose. You are young man, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah. Ha. Yeah. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Oh. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you got to be, got to be, got to be, got to be, got to be.
Was an aching pain. Oh, fare thee well, muddy and wild. Can't give a bloody for my unborn child. Well, fare thee well, my honey.
Treat you wrong, darling. La 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 ta da, la ta da da, la ta da, la ta da da da, la ta da da da. No, no, it's time to sing something sweet and soft, like something sort of sentimental right now. I know you know that I know you know that I know. I know I'm telling y'all I know. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to, right now we'd like to put together medley of songs for all the gentlemen in the house tonight, all the gentlemen. Because by observation, we found out that we gentlemen every now and then have a tendency to sort of neglect the ladies. So I tried. Observation, baby. You know? So take ye, gentlemen. Take ye. Here's what we want to tell you. This just says very simply that the oh, she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And oh, if she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Lord, let me tell all you fellas that I know you won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And oh, it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And every now and then you have to tell her, honey, I love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you for them sentimental reasons. Tell her, I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. Can't you understand that I love you? I love you, honey. I love you, I love you. And you alone, you were meant for me. Tell her, darling, give your loving heart to me. Tell me we'll never, 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 never part. And also you have to tell her, darling, you sentimental. You sentimental. Tell her you, baby, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. I know that you thrill me, darling. Oh, you thrill me. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. That works. You thrill me, honest you do. And oh yeah, but look, oh, tell her at first I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Till now I find myself wanting, I want to marry you and take you home. I know but oh, whenever I'm with you, I know when I'm near you, you send me honest you do.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with the tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash. Avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Welcome back, everybody. The songs that we just heard there were Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog, The General by Dispatch, Fairly Well Dink Song by Oscar Isaac and Marcus Mumford, Try a Little Tenderness, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, and You Send Me Medley by Sam Cooke. Right now is Wildcat by Rat-A-Tat. I guess a few notes about those songs. Fairly Well, it's sung there by Oscar Isaac and Marcus Mumford. That's Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. Oscar Isaac starred in the film Inside Llewyn Davis, which is where that song came from, which is a great movie. If any of you ever are looking for movie recommendations, I highly recommend that one. It's about a folk singer in Brooklyn in the early 60s, and it's loosely based off of the experiences of some artists who were living during that time. And a few, I think some famous folks make some cameo appearances as characters in the movie. Sam Cooke, of course, one of my favorite vocalists. He has such a voice. It's amazing. I could listen to him all day. So that's one of my favorite medleys of his from one of my favorite albums, a live performance when he performed at the Copacabana. I like that one a lot, so I hope you did too. Up next we have another oldie, a song that I used to listen to a lot in high school because some of my friends performed a cover of it at a local event, and so I still like to listen to it from time to time. So here we have a song from The Zombies, Out of the British Invasion. Here is She's Not There.
To say you're sorry, how would I know?
It's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're some broken pieces and my head's a mess. And it's 4 in the morning and I'm walking along beside the ghost of every drinker who's ever done wrong. And it's you, whoa, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy,
This is the end of the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Michael. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The songs just then were She's Not There by the Zombies, Whistle for the Choir by the Fratellis, Young Love featuring Laura Marling by Mystery Jets, and then finally While My Guitar Gently Weeps, a cover spearheaded by Paul McCartney and Eric Clapton. Right now is Lex by Rat-A-Tat. That last song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, I unfortunately was not able to make a formal declaration last week, but it was George Harrison's birthday last week, so happy belated birthday, George. I got one more tune for you, as always. Of course, want you to come back next week, listen to my hour all the time, so be sure to come back next week, Wednesday/Thursday evening, midnight. Come back, I'll be here, the clubhouse. So anyway, without further ado, I want you back, Jackson 5.